Hi, I'm Glenn Peloso, and this time at Design Diaries, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about storage. It's the top of the year, it's January. We've collected a bunch of things over the holidays, gifts, etc., and we now need to try to store them into our house. However, what we haven't done is done much to get rid of the things that were previously in our house. So now that January, it's a new year, we're going to have a new start. It's a great time to purge. Start with your closet, go through all of the clothes that you have, both shirts, pants, underpants, socks, shoes, high heels, whatever it is that you wear, go through all that stuff, and the rule is, if you haven't worn it in the last year, you're probably not going to wear it. It's time to let it go. There are a few classic pieces that you want to hang on to because, you know, they may be very, very formal and you might not have worn them in the last year, given the fact that we were home for a lot of it. So go through all those things and get rid of them. Then start going through the vanity drawers and the drawers in your kitchen. Find all the things that you don't use and get rid of them. It's going to free up a bunch of storage. Go into the storage locker, go into your basement, wherever you keep stuff. Go through those things. Think about what you really use. The number of times you've gone to think, well, I best hang on to this, and then you went out and needed one, and you went out and bought another one anyway. Get rid of all of those things, send them to the Goodwill, send them to Habitat for Humanity, give them to someone that's going to be able to use them, but free up the space. When you think about the fact that you spend approximately $300 to $400 per square foot in a home, storage space consumes a lot of money that you don't need to spend. Now look at a bunch of the things that you have that are in book form, information, reference books, old books, all of those kinds of things that you keep around the house, and realize that most of them, those guides for ovens and all of the things that came with your house, you can let those things go too because you can instantly find them online whenever you really, really need them. You're going to need the information that's not part of the appliance, but you don't necessarily need to have that book anymore. Most of the reference things that we have are eminently available online. Not only that, we can take a lot of the things that are photographs, photos that we have that we've collected and that we hang on to, we can digitize them and then keep them onto a USB key. That way you're going to be able to really reduce the amount of size that you have that is consuming things that you don't really need. When you've completed all of that, the things that you do want to hang on to, get them, put them into some sort of box that's going to allow them to be safely kept. What I like to do is lay all the things out that I'm going to put into that storage box, photograph them, print the photo that you have, and put it on the top of the box. That way, when you're starting to look for things, as opposed to going through every single box you have trying to find it, you simply look at the image that's on top of the box and you know exactly what's in each one of those boxes. For the most part, old files can be gotten rid of or they can be stored off-site. Once you've done all that, if you have to build in a little bit more storage for yourself, consider doing things that are shelving. You want to go up the walls, not across the floor. So if you have, for instance, a 10 by 10 floor with a 10-foot ceiling high, you have 100 square feet of floor space and you have approximately 400 square feet of wall space. You want to consume that wall space first and use as little floor space as you possibly can. So making shelving going up the wall, regardless of how deep that is, will allow you for a ton of storage where you're going to be able to hang on to the things that you want to have continually. If you have a collection, put that into some sort of curio, put it together so that you're able to see the whole thing at the same time. Having little bits and pieces all over the house has not nearly the same impression as seeing a whole bunch of the same thing, so that you can compare them in one curio that seems more like a display and less like I have a collection of, I don't know, teacups that I keep all over the whole house. Now you're going to have a bit of space for the stuff that you've accumulated, the stuff that you newly like, and if you got a few things for Christmas that you didn't really like, I think it's okay to get rid of those things as well. Hopefully, you'll have cleaned up well enough to make the rest of the year a pleasure and easy to deal with.
Hi, this is Glenn Peloso. Thanks for listening, and remember to join me again next month for another Design Diaries podcast, right here on Focal Point E! News.